Photos, Libertarian Javier Milei inaugurated President of Argentina. By Francis Martel on December 10, 2023. Libertarian economist Javier Milei was inaugurated President of Argentina on Sunday. Flanked by a host of heads of state, including Spanish King Felipe VI and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and surrounded by thousands of supporters in Buenos Aires. Milei's inauguration concludes a dramatic and rapid ascent to political power for the economist and television commentator, who formed his political party, Liberty Advances, in 2021. Liberty Advances won its first seats in the Argentine Congress that year on an anti-socialist, small government platform. Milei's first and only public office before becoming president was to serve in the Argentine Congress for 2 years. He is the nation's first libertarian president and vanquished both the deeply entrenched leftist Peronist elite previously in power and the establishment center-right coalition that controlled the opposition for nearly 2 decades. Milei won Argentina's presidential election on November 19 against Sergio Massa, the socialist now former economy minister whose government presided over an unprecedented economic crisis that has led to triple-digit inflation, fueling soaring poverty rates, unemployment, and emigration of skilled youth. Campaigning on the slogan Viva la Libertad, Carajo! Dash, which roughly translates to Long Live Liberty, Damn It! Dash, Milei asked voters to choose courage to overthrow the same people as always. The established politicians in the orbit of former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, whose tenure was marked by lavish government spending, the reduction in civil liberties during the coronavirus pandemic, and a foreign policy prizing relations with rogue states such as China and Iran. Milei was inaugurated president in a traditional ceremony before the Argentine Congress attended by a host of high-profile world leaders. In addition to the Spanish King and Zelensky, the halls of Congress welcomed the president of Uruguay, Luis Lacalle Pou, the recently elected president of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and Armenian President Vahagn Khachaturian. A notable high-profile guest among the presidents was Gabriel Boric, the president of Chile, the only far-left president who attended and who has warmly congratulated Milei in public. The administration of leftist President Joe Biden sent a low-profile delegation led by Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Following the formal inauguration, which featured awkward exchanges with Fernandez and Fernandez de Kirchner, Milei delivered his inaugural address. Milei broke with tradition in choosing to deliver his inauguration speech outside, before the crowd of thousands of people assembled to celebrate the beginning of his presidential term. The president delivered his speech surrounded by the heads of state in attendance, below a cloudless sky on an Argentine spring day where the temperature reached 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Milei used his first remarks as president to sternly condemn predecessor Alberto Fernandez, Fernandez de Kirchner, no relation, and the Kirchnerist clique that governed Argentina for most of the past 2 decades. Today begins a new era in Argentina. Today we end a long and sad history of decadence and decline and begin the path toward the reconstruction of our country, Milei promised. Argentines, in a decisive way, expressed a will to change that has no return. There is no turning back. Today we bury decades of failure, infighting, and senseless disputes. Describing the prosperous early history of Argentina, Milei observed that, unfortunately, our leadership decided to abandon the model that made us rich and embrace the impoverishing ideas of collectivism. For over 100 years, politicians have insisted in defending a model that the only thing it has generated is poverty, stagnation, and misery, Milei continued. A model that considers the task of a politician to direct the lives of individuals in all facets and spheres possible. A model that sees the state as a war booty to share among friends. He went on to condemn Kirchnerism by name, stating, "No government has received a worse inheritance than what we are getting from the outgoing socialist government." Offering a detailed explanation of the economic situation of Argentina, he concluded, "They are ruining our lives. They have decimated our salaries." His analysis of other sectors of Argentine life was equally dire. Regarding crime, Argentina is a bloodbath, the healthcare system is completely collapsed. The president compared his election to the fall of the Berlin Wall and to the message of Hanukkah, the Jewish holiday that began on December 7. It is not a coincidence that this presidential inauguration occurs during the festival of Hanukkah, the festival of lights, as this holiday celebrates the very essence of liberty, Milei said. The War of the Maccabees is the symbol of the triumph of the meek over the powerful, the few over the many, the light over the dark, and above all, the truth over lies, because you all know I prefer telling you an uncomfortable truth over a comfortable lie. We will advance with the changes that the country needs because we are sure that embracing the ideas of liberty is the only way that we will be able to get out of this hole they stuck us in, Milei promised. Thousands of Argentines surrounded the Argentine Congress for the event, waving national flags, libertarian yellow banners, and a host of other signs. Many in the crowd represented other Latin American nations, notably, Brazilians welcoming Bolsonaro, Venezuelans, and Colombians. Some held banners supporting American former President Donald Trump in the 2024 election in the United States. Milei's supporters have also adopted a variation of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign slogan, "Make Argentina Great Again." Milei is expected to conduct personal meetings with foreign delegations following the inauguration before beginning his formal work as president. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.